Our candidate conversations continue here on KROS on this Thursday morning. Going to be Clinton School Board candidates, and with differing schedules, we have one-on-one interviews with the three candidates. We have Mike Pelham, Jenny Green, and Mike House. That's the order you'll hear those interviews in. Mike Pelham, Jenny Green, Mike House. You'll also note that there were four candidates. Brianna Varner had been planning to run for the school board, but as we had discussed with her about coming in for the show, she's had to, in a sense, withdraw from the race. She sent us a statement. We'll read the statement and let it go at that. Brianna noted that due to unanticipated personal circumstances and with deep regrets, I've chosen to immediately suspend my efforts in campaigning for the Clinton Community School District School Board. She went on to state that she is honored by the remarkable support from the community over the past several weeks and extend a heartfelt thank you to all of her supporters. Varner concluded that she appreciates the respect and privacy you'll allow her during this time. Again, Brianna Varner suspending campaigning for the Clinton School Board due to what she called unanticipated personal circumstances. So do respect her privacy over the this period. So that was the statement there. That's why you're not hearing from her. So this program, but again, Mike Pelham, Jenny Green, and Mike House, three candidates for three seats on the Clinton School Board, all incumbents. Today in this segment, we are getting a chance to visit with school board candidate Mike Pelham. And Mike, you've been on the school board for a bit. Give us a quick opening comment, a little bit about your background and your, I guess, your term so far on the school board.
So I'm a lifelong resident of Clinton, a graduate of the Clinton school system. I have two sons in the Clinton Community School District, one at Clinton Middle School, one at Clinton High School. The term so far has been very interesting. It's been exciting. I think we have a lot of great things going on in the district.
Mike, what do you see? You've been on the board. What do you see as the role of the school board members?
The role of the school board members, obviously oversight over some of the administration and kind of guiding the district, supporting the vision of the administration, Gary DeLacy and his ideas. And it's also important that we're a liaison between the administration of the school district and the community.
You do these things. How involved do you get in the operation? Do you worry about the school buildings, the classrooms? Do you try to take a bigger overall perspective?
We do. We do take an overall perspective. We do get involved in some of the things, the policies and so on. But also we get involved in decisions related to the buildings, things like Clinton High School, other things that have gone at the middle school, obviously, over the last few years. So we play a role kind of at a high level in a lot of things that go on in the district.
Mike, one of the issues in schools and in society, harassment, bullying, violence, all lumped together, we'll put them in one big basket for you to address. What do you think the school's role should be in addressing those situations?
So the school plays a role, but a lot of the things related to bullying and harassment start at home. It's parents and guardians' jobs to teach their children, you know, the proper behavior, respect, and things like that. Obviously, school plays a role in teaching that as well. But in those matters, I think a big part of it comes from the home. The school board, you know, we're there to set the policies and the procedures for dealing with those incidents when they do happen on school grounds. But yeah, definitely, it's a two-part approach for teaching those lessons to kids.
Is something that needs to be said more and more often, do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, as a parent, like I said, it's, you know, I've got firsthand dealings with these types of things. You know, my kids interact with other kids, and, you know, we've hopefully taught them how to be respectful and of other kids, of the teachers and so on. And, yeah, it definitely, I think, needs to be said more often.
Talk with Mike Pelham, school board candidate. And Mike, I had to ask about the high school renovation plans. You haven't had a chance to vote on it yet, but the plans are out there. There's presentations being made for the high school renovation, rebuilding of the high school. What are your views on that so far?
I think it's absolutely critical that we address the high school. The school district is a key part to a thriving community. The high school has got some serious deficiencies structurally, and you know how it relates to the education that our kids get, and I think it's absolutely imperative that the public supports it. And if they have questions, You know, they can come to our meetings, ask questions. You know, obviously it does, we do levy, so it will have a small impact on taxes. But the way Cindy McAleer and the rest of the administration have structured this so that some of the special education deficit, that piece of the levy will be going away at approximately the same time the levy would go in for the bond for the new school. So the impact should be minimal on people's taxes.
Mike, we talked about your background, your personal experience. You put together, what do you think your background, your experiences allows you to bring to the school board?
I think just, you know, what really hit home for me and helped me decide to run when I did a couple of years ago is just having the children in the district. You know, my wife and I are very involved in our kids' lives, and we care a great deal about it. There's a lot of challenges and things like that you touched on with harassment and bullying, and, you know, there's changes going on at different levels, like from the tries to quads with scheduling, things like that. And just as a parent, I wanted to be involved. I think being a product of the school system, being a lifelong member in the community really makes me feel connected to it.
What about the time commitment to do this job? Can you handle all that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is definitely a commitment. You know, we have the meetings monthly, and then we're all the board members are involved on different committees. So there are some meeting commitments, but I actually enjoy being able to talk with the public and the time commitment there and you know, kind of give the school board's perspective of things that are going on for things like the high school.
Mike, talk about the transparency issue. You think the school board in the school district is transparent enough with the public and parents?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. I think the school board, all of the members of the board and the administration are very accessible to parents. Our meetings, there's the opportunity for the public to come and ask questions directly of us. I think we're as transparent as we can be. Obviously, there are some matters that aren't for public consumption, but I think we do a good job.
What about the relationship with other entities, whether it's the city, the county, other organizations in the community? How aggressive should the school board be in pursuing making sure that or if they need those relationships with other entities?
Oh, I think we absolutely need to have those relationships with the entities, especially the city. I think we've got a good relationship with them now. You know, and the things that we're doing with CTE at the high school level, the Synergy, which was formerly known as the Iowa Big Project, working with local businesses, I think it just helps strengthen the ties that, you know, the teachers, the kids, the administration that we all have in the community with the business leaders.
You mentioned CTE, career educational plans,
yes.
Those kind of things. Is that a bit of a switch? You know, you think schools didn't, you know, the reading, writing, arithmetic, but more and more we hear about those career type, the technical plans. Do you support that move, and how would you, I guess, help encourage that if you do?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's something, my dad's a mechanic, and he said for years it's so difficult to find, to hire a mechanic today. And I've got friends that are electricians and other trades, and they say the same thing. For many, many years, it's been, you do well in school, you go to college, you walk out the door, you put on a suit and tie, and you have a professional job. That's kind of what kids have been taught for a number of years. And unfortunately, that's left a void in some of these trades and things like that. And I think the trades are excellent opportunities to make great wages and make a great living. And in many cases, you know, walk away with no debt. And it can be very advantageous. And just for some people, that minds work a certain way, college may not be the best thing for them. And so I think it's the CTE programs and the things that we're supporting on the board are great for the community.
Like, fill in the blank. What are you proud of about the Clinton school system?
I'm really proud of the teachers. One of the things that struck me as I've gone to these meetings, obviously we don't get to talk with all of the teachers, but I'm really surprised at how genuinely passionate they are about what they're doing. So many of the teachers go above and beyond. Their days don't end at 3:30 or 4 o'clock. They're doing so many things outside of the district and doing things like with capturing kids' hearts and things like that at the middle school that are just so far beyond what we think of a traditional educator's role is. And I think that's very impressive.
Mike, if you get elected in the November vote,
what would you like to point back to as your tenure, that 4-year term of the school board, is the big accomplishment for Mike Pelham?
I think the board as a whole, we've accomplished a lot of really great things. I think like the CIEG relationship is really interesting and a great accomplishment. Again, we've talked about the CTE stuff. I really think that's huge for the community. And those things we're only going to continue to work on them going forward. I guess it'd be hard to pick just one. I think, we're very lucky to have Gary DeLacy as our superintendent, I believe. He's very progressive. And that's what we need, and I'm glad to have been a part of that so far.
Mike, we can't finish without talking about legislative issues. What are some of your looks at legislative issues, and what would you like to, if you were talking to legislators, what would you tell them?
I guess in my mind, we've already talked a little bit about the CTE. I really believe that's a big thing for us and for everybody nationwide. I also believe there needs to be more attention paid, more support relative to mental health in the school systems. We are doing some of that here. We have counselors now in some of the schools, but that really needs more support. I think that's something that the mental health, and with all the stresses today, with the additional rigor in schools, with social media, some of the other societal stresses at home, that we need to help address that problem. We can't solve it on our own. A big component of that needs to come from home, but mental health and those types of services are something that we need to really support for the kids.
Michael, let you wrap up. Closing comments you'd like people to know about Mike Pelham, about the school board, the school district. Here's your chance.
I appreciate the being elected the first time. Hopefully people approve of the job that we're doing. I hope they'll support me again in the next election. And if you don't like the job that we're doing, there is an extra candidate out there. There's 4 people for the 3 seats. And just make sure you get out and vote.
And it's a little different because it's a city combined school election for the first time. So
it is.
Instead of what the typical September, which is a November 5th election date. So got to keep that in mind as well.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, Mike, for taking some time out to visit with us.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
In this segment, we are visiting with Clinton School Board candidate Jenny Green. And Jenny, we always let a candidate give a little introduction. Tell us about who Jenny Green is.
Well, Dave, I was born in Clinton, and so I went through the Clinton schools. My children also went to the Clinton schools, and then I also had an opportunity back from in the early 2000s. For about 10 years, I worked at Clinton High School, learned a lot about the school system at that time. I currently work at Clinton Community College. My husband and I have been married for 35 years. We have 2 children. My son, Andrew, lives in Spencer, Iowa, and works for the Boy Scouts, and my daughter, Carly, is married. He's got the apple of our eye, son Mason, who's 4 months old and is married to Matt, and they live in Dubuque.
Hey, Jenny, you've been on the school board, so what do you see as the role of the school board? You got a little experience there. It's evolved or changed over the years, but what do you see as the role of the school board?
Yeah, lots of changes. The role of a school board is to review policy, and also I think the role of the school board is to support the administration. The administration will come to us with ideas, and we're able to go out into the community and talk with them, and then get together and put our ideas together and hopefully provide a good product for the public.
Legislative issues and funding are always something school boards maybe deal with more than a lot of other governmental groups, because a good chunk of your funding comes legislatively. What are some of the legislative priorities you see that the Clinton School Board should focus on?
Well, we have several priorities that we do work on every year. As far as funding goes, one thing that that helps us out is the 1% sales tax. So we were excited that this year they extended that. There will be a vote in the November election to make that to where we can continue to use that money, and that's going to be on the ballot. So that's kind of a focal point for us now. The 1 cent sales tax is important. We are excited that our school board over the years has done a good job, and the administration have done a good job of making our unspent balance that percentage go up. The funding is looking good for us, and it's exciting to see that things are getting better every year.
And you mentioned the sales tax. That brings up the board hasn't yet voted on it, but the high school renovation plan is out there. They're starting to talk about it. What are your thoughts on the plan as proposed?
Well, it's an interesting situation for me because of the fact that I spent so many years at Clinton High School. I did work about 10 years at Clinton High School. And I know what needs to be done at the high school. There are a lot of improvements that need to be done. It does look like it's a beautiful building, but many of us remember back in the 60s when they basically went in and built the front on the existing building to get the students back into the building. And so there is a lot of old parts that's still left in the school. And so we did find out recently that if we were not to do anything, it would still cost us like $25 million just to keep it maintained. It is a very expensive building. And so I'm totally in favor of us committee putting to vote a new high school and renovating. I've been at the high school where they've had severe water leaks. That's taken people out of the guidance office. It's taken people out of the main office. I know that there are some structured things that need to go on, and I just think it is time.
We kind of lumped this one together because it seemed like they kind of go together from the school board and school system perspective. What do you see the role of addressing harassment, bullying, and violence? That kind of things seem to oftentimes get talked about all in one fell swoop.
Yeah, it's always in the forefront. It's just something that we can't put up with. One thing that is that has come forward in my years of being on the school board is the cyber bullying. The hardest part about that is that it's so instant. Somebody puts something out on the internet, maybe on Facebook or Snapchat, and it's just instant. It's right out there to everybody. And so it just always needs to be on the forefront to our administration. And our administration, each one of the schools, and they need to deal with it as it comes because the students need to know it's just something that we're not going to deal with.
What do you think the school board's role or relationship should be working with other entities such as the city, the county, other groups in the community?
I think that it's just key. The school is a key part in our city. There's a lot of great activities that go on in their schools. And I think that, we need to work with the city. We've got a great bunch that are in the administration at the city and then also on the council. There's some good ones that are trying to run for a seat on the council. We've got good people working in our parks and rec. I just think that it's key that we all work together for the best product, because then that's what's going to help to bring people into the area.
What about managing the time commitment to be a school board member?
What's the time commitment to be a school board member? We meet two times a month on Monday nights. We are invited to several things during the month that we're asked to go to, and as time commits, we're able to go to as many things as we can. One thing I like to do is I like to read in the afternoons to after school program students. I like to get into the schools as much as possible, so we're all given opportunities and can do them as our schedule permits.
Jenny, do you think the district is transparent enough, if that's the way to put it, with the district, with the parents? Do you think there's enough transparency there?
I hope so, and I hope that people think that or know that they can come to us, and our information is on the is on our website, that they can come to the school board members. I do get people that email me, send me Facebook messages, call me when they have questions, and I do what I can to try to get answers as soon as I can. And so I'd like to think that we're as transparent. Also, too, I'd like to encourage people to come to our meetings up there every other Monday nights. They are open. Anybody can come in and they can learn about what we discuss at our meetings.
For many years, the focus was on college or readiness. What about the essence that seems to have arisen over the last few years anyway about that technical readiness, the career readiness, not necessarily the, I guess in some, maybe years ago it's called vocational education. What do you think about that process and the Clinton schools trying to address that situation?
Well, being part of Clinton Community College, I have to say that I'm really excited about that because technical training is a big part of the community college. I am really in favor of the CTE center. I just think that it's the vocations are important to us. One benefit I see to it is that if we offer this training to students, that's going to keep the students in the area. And if a student has to go off to a different area to do training, then there's a chance that they would stay in that area than to work. Maybe an area company would snap them up. So my thought is if we can keep them in the area, they can get their certificates through Clinton Community College, and then they're able to stay in the area and work in the area, which should be our goal.
We're visiting with Jenny Green, a Clinton School Board candidate. And Jenny, if you could fill in the blanks this way, if you get one thing that that you're proud of the Clinton District for, about, give us a good example.
Oh, I have lots of things that that I could say that I'm happy about that happened in our Clinton schools. One thing that has happened recently is we received a nice grant from the state to help with technology at Whittier School. And I think with the computers training, and we had a presentation at our last meeting, and they're all excited about the opportunities for the kids. And I would have to say right now, I mean, I think every week I could tell you something different about what I'm excited about, but I'd say right now that's probably out in the forefront is the work that they're doing with the technology, because I think at this time, in the age that we're in, technology is a key thing that we need to concentrate on as a school district.
Jenny, if you get elected again at the end of that term, what do you would you like to look back at and say that's your legacy? That's what you were most in that 4-year term that you were the most proud of.
Well, I looking back at the past 8 years, the last two, I think that one thing that I like to see is that we really work well together. It's just no matter what the group, who that has been together, we're a good group. We work together. We make decisions together, and we're proud of our school district. And so I'd like to say that in 4 years, that's what I want to do. I just want to continue the work that we're doing, that we're currently doing.
Okay, Jenny, to wrap things up, give you a chance for a closing comment. What would you like to say?
Well, I would like to thank you, Dave, for the time for me to come in, and I would like to encourage everyone to come to vote on November 5th, and then also to make sure that when they vote, to vote yes for the to keep the 1 cent sales tax, that we are able to make the decisions on the 1 cent sales tax.
We want to thank Jenny Green, Clinton School Board candidate, for coming in today.
On this segment of our visits with the school board candidates, we're visiting with Mike House. And Mike, you've been on the school board a little bit, but we'll get into that part a little bit. But give your candidates a chance to get a little background, a little introductory statement. Tell us what about yourself and how you got on the school board.
Well, I've got 3 girls in the district, and one in each. At each level now, one in the high school level, one in the middle school level, and one in the elementary level. So last year, or I guess a year and a half ago now, to almost 2 years, when I got on, I was interested in it. I got on the ballot. I didn't quite get on enough votes to get in that time, but I was fortunate enough to have a lady that didn't want to fulfill her term. So because I was the next leading vote getter, I was selected to be appointed, I guess, to be on the board. So that's kind of how I ended up where I am.
Well, Mike, how about you've had a little chance to be on the board. What's your view of the role of a school board member then?
I think the biggest thing is, and I know our superintendent supports this too, the biggest thing is to make sure that we're doing what's best for the kids. We have to think of them first. And I think I've said before too that the next thing I think about is, okay, it's best for the kids, but you know, how is that going to affect the community? And I think that's the biggest thing is giving that feedback to Superintendent DeLacy.
Well, you mentioned communities that jump into this. Always going to be asked somewhere along the way in your campaign is high school renovation plans. What are your thoughts? I know the board hasn't had a chance to actually vote on it yet to get it to the ballot, but presentations are being made. What are your thoughts?
I have a pretty significant background in construction work. What I do for my profession is I'm a coordinator for large projects. And so when I see projects like this, school renovation or rebuilding a new one, it's pretty intriguing to me and understanding a lot of the nuts and bolts of how that stuff works is good. I think that the plan they have is pretty solid. You know, financial questions are always what the public wants to know, though. So that stuff is being shared right now by a group that's the steering committee, I guess we'll call them. They put together a pretty good presentation with that. And I know that if people have questions about the finance part of it, they're more than able to help them understand what, you know, how that's going to happen.
Mike, you've been on board. You had a chance to experience some of the things. Time commitment, we know that's there. What are your thoughts on that? What can you put the time into it you think is needed?
It does. It takes a little bit of time, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I work a full-time job. I've got three busy girls, but I spend a lot of time researching on my own at home on weekends. A lot of times in between volleyball matches or whatever it might be on weekend tournaments, I'll spend some time doing some research. It is a time commitment, but I've said the first time I ran, I'd much rather be someone that's involved and can help make better, you know, help make decisions and make things better for the district than be someone that just sits back and a naysayer, let's call them.
Mike, one of the issues that comes up with school related, and sometimes it carries outside of school, we kind of lump them all together because they kind of seem to go together: harassment, bullying, and violence. Can the school do anything about it? What are your thoughts?
Well, the school definitely plays a part in it, but there are things that have to happen with kids outside of the school as well to make that get better. The school has we spent a lot of time as a board talking about that. I'm also part of the policy group, and that's one of the things we talk about is, you know, are our policies in place? Are they good enough? Or do we do everything that we need to do? And right now I can say, yeah, I think, you know, we're making the steps we need to make the school as good as it can be in those areas. Is it perfect? I'm sure it's not, or we wouldn't have any, right? But we're working in the direction where at least it's making a positive turn, and I think the kids are seeing some positive influence from that. So,
what do you think the school's relationship with the, you know, especially it's the city, the county, other organizations in the community? What should that relationship be?
I think we have to work hand in hand with all of them groups. You know, and I think especially now with Superintendent DeLacy involved. He does a tremendous job of being out there, making himself visible, being involved with things beyond just school-related stuff. And I think that makes a tremendous statement that this, you know, the school wants to be involved with them people, and hopefully we're getting the same interaction back from them. And it sounds like we are. I know local police force, fire department, all them people. You know, Gary's met with all of them, them groups, and I think trying to improve that relationship. So I think that's good.
What about transparency of the district? Do you think that's good enough, or do you like to see steps there? What do you think when the public, the parents, look at the district? Do they think you're transparent enough?
I think there's a couple different ways to look at that. I think the district is more than willing to be transparent about things. I think sometimes that people don't know the answers, and maybe there's some hearsay about different things that happen in the school district, and rather than go and do the fact checking on their own, I think they take a lot of the hearsay and they run with it. Whereas if they were to contact the school, any of the administration, any of the teachers, whoever was involved, they're more than willing to share, you know, everything they can share. You know, sometimes we get bits and pieces of things in the paper from people that maybe were involved in something, but they haven't talked to the school side of things yet. So I think there's always room for improvement with transparency. And we talk about that a lot, is how we get that communication out there to the public so that it does seem like we're being transparent, or, you know, we being as transparent as we can be. And sometimes I still feel like that doesn't always reach the people it needs to reach, because we still get questions about things that I think we've moved on from, and yet there's still people that don't know. So I guess, are we transparent? Yeah, I think we try to be, but it doesn't seem to reach everyone yet, if that makes sense.
Part of that may be legislative priorities. I know the board sets those. What do you think of legislative priorities? What would you like to tell the legislators.
So one of the things that we did talk about was the extension of SAVE, and I know the public is going to have some things to vote on coming up with that, and maybe I can give a plug for that here. But so the SAVE is the sales tax, the 1% sales tax that we pay now that the school is authorized to use. With the extension of that SAVE Act through legislation, part of that was that we had to redo our statement that we have to put out that says where we can spend that money at, where we're going to spend that money at. And so that's going to be coming up on the ballot. And hopefully people understand that this is something where they're already paying for. It isn't anything new. It isn't any more money they have to spend. It's just that we have to have their blessing to say, okay, we can spend it on these things now versus what we did back in whatever year that was originally passed. So that was one thing we worked hard on as a board, or pushed hard on as a board, excuse me, to try to make sure we got that passed. The next thing is mental health funding. We have, in Clinton schools, there's a lack of funding in those areas. And that's something that we can help with by getting more state money and federal money incorporated into our budget if they up the amount that they give for needed kids like that, which hasn't changed in quite some years, so a lot of years. So that's something that we really need to look at as legislators to try to improve upon.
One of the other issues that's kind of been coming more and more talked about is the career technical side of education, and the schools are doing more in that, and not just, you know, college readiness is probably always an issue there, but the career technical side seems to be more and more coming to the front. Do you agree with that?
I do, and speaking firsthand, working in the construction trades, I see it. Day in and day out, a lack of skilled workers coming into the workforce. You know, for years and years, it was kind of pushed on kids to where you have to go get a 4-year degree or you're not going to get the best jobs. Well, I can tell you, knowing where I work and such, we have tremendous opportunities to make a good amount of money without having that education. And we have a training program there, and I know other places do, where you can go get some education but get paid a good wage while you're doing it and be able to take that education wherever you need to. I know, again, Superintendent DeLacy is big on the CTE programs. He's pushing for that regional center as well as us as a board are, because that gives our kids the most opportunity to get into a career like that or have the best opportunity to get into a career like that. So CTE is definitely something I think we need to keep pushing on and making sure that people understand there are opportunities out there besides going to your standard 4-year colleges.
Mike, fill in the blank. Mike House is proud of what in the Clinton School District? Fill in the what.
I'm proud of the interaction we have changed with the community. You know, we talked about that earlier, and you know, you see the signs down there. There's one up on by Main Avenue and up by the filling station up there with Central State Bank and places like that. I think that interaction and just trying to make that relationship better, changing the perception of what people think of Clinton schools. And again, that's that transparency, communication, whatever you want to say, but getting the message out there that, hey, Clinton schools has a lot of good things going on. And I think that's what I'm most proud of, is we're making an effort to make change in that.
Mike, if you get elected come November into that term, what would you like your legacy, if that's the right word, to be for that term on the board? You may serve more, but what would you like to be known for? What the district should be known for at the end of that next 4 years?
When we get to that 4 years, I'd like to think that my feeling about remembering of that is that we want to say we're financially in better shape than we've been, and yet we've got everything. We have a newer facilities at every level of the school now. You know, we have new elementaries or freshly remodeled elementaries. We've got a brand new middle school. Hopefully by that point we've got a pretty good start on a brand new high school, to where we have facilities that meet today's way of learning and things like that. And if we can do that and give the kids the environment they need to have a good learning environment versus a 90 or 100-year-old school that they're in now at the high school, I think that's what I'd like to be remembered as, or as a legacy, I guess we'll call it.
Okay. Mike, give you a chance to wrap things up here. Closing comment for the folks. What would you like to tell them that maybe we haven't covered, or something you want to make sure to talk to folks about?
I think, you know, like I said, the biggest thing I can say is if you have questions about the school district, we have lots of administrators and teachers that care about our kids. And although that doesn't always get maybe portrayed as it could or get out there as it could, you know, I guess ask them teachers, ask them principals, superintendent, whoever you want to, you can go talk to. Go and, you know, find the facts, understand what's going on. Are you going to get the answer you want every time? Probably not. You know, nobody gets the answer they want every time, but at least you know that there's factual stuff there then. And we as a community need to try to continue to promote our schools, and we want, because we need people to come into the community. It isn't only about the school and the perception of the school. It's about community, right? Because the better the perception of the school, the more people we get to come into this community. And let's face it, Clinton County isn't a growing population by any means. And if we can improve our school system and the perception people have of our school system, that's the thing that's going to bring more people into this community, I believe.
Thank you, Mike House, Clinton School Board candidate, for visiting with us today. That has been your three school board candidates that you'll find on the ballot here coming up in the election. Again, remember that vote November 5th is a Clinton City Council and School Board election. Of course, it's also the election for the city across the city and school board election combined across the county. When you go to the polling place, you'll get the proper ballot to vote for your proper school board and proper city. Head out on November 5th for that vote.